good afternoon. You're listening to Art-Centric Midday Matters here on WBOI. The time is 12:06, and you're joining us during our fall fun drive where we're asking you to be the public in public radio and pledge your support. We would like to thank Dennis and Dwayne, who just got their pledges in. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to everyone who contributed during the last hour. It was a very big success, and we really do thank you. I'm Sarah D'Elia. I'm going to give the phone number and then turn it over to Julia Meek. We have a lot of exciting things going on in the studio today. 260-452-1185 or NIPR.FM to pledge your support, because we have a goal of $500 this hour that we need to make. So hoping to hear from at least five folks, and take it away, Julia.
Well, Sarah, thank you. And art-centrically speaking, today's special Fun Drive Friday edition is equal parts frightful and delightful, just the way we love it, I gotta say. We have Tag Art's Troy Ganser here in the Monster Mash, quite literally. He's in full fright form and ready to preview the Fright Night on the horizon. And in our second segment, it's a seasonal slice of life with our food fiend friend Eileen Goltz sharing timely tricks for fall entertaining. In the meantime, we're joined in the business of fall fun driving by Did's delightful Tenna Winker. So we have lots to look into in this hour. And first, as we love to do, Sarah and I have a quick pick art tip for you, seasonally significant, no doubt. Sparkling gem among the treasure trove of art centricities happening this week that you should consider. So what's your pick, Sarah?
Well, mine is something that's going on at the Fort Wayne Art Museum. It's the Day of the Dead. And so that is going on, let's see, the 20th. So that's tomorrow. And so you can go to the Fort Wayne Museum Art. Tomorrow is the Children's Day, from 11 to 4 p.m. And there's going to be lots of celebrations. There's going to be something on the 27th as well for families. And I was talking to Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art the other day, and there are a bunch of cool altars, a bunch of different art.
Mm-hmm. To go with the very most traditional Day of the Dead.
Yes. So
rituals.
311 East Main Street is the Fort Wayne Museum of Art. If you have never been there, you should definitely go check it out. It should be very festive and neat.
In a Day of the Dead sort of way.
Yes.
I must say, you're looking a little Day of the Deadly as well.
As you are, Julia.
And we'll explain that in just a minute. We're speaking very cryptically now, as is the gentleman on my right. Dare I say gentleman. In the meantime, my suggestion is the Fort Wayne Dance Collective, as part of the whole frightful events of the weekend, they're doing their fourth annual Halloween show in conjunction with the Fright Night. And that includes an absolutely fantastic whole dance concert called Fright Nightmares. And so it's got a lot of choreography and certainly wonderful concert costumes and spooky music. And it's held at the St. Francis Performing Arts Center, another nice, wonderful new thing for the Fort Wayne Dance Collective that's formerly the Scottish Rite. Mm-hmm. And they say all zombies are welcome. So again, my exuberant guest on my right now, I would like to introduce, and also I've got a fright and a delight. Which one would you choose?
Well,
it's going to be delightful, and it is delightful to welcome Tenna Winker in today. And you're not wearing your last Friday, last Saturday hat exactly. You're here for Fun Drive.
Yes, I am here for Fun Drive because I love public radio, and I am so glad to be a part of this Fun Drive for you to say, please contribute. In this half hour, we're shooting for $500. we could make that goal.
But yes, I think that we can. Your Midday Matters, our Midday Matters, Tenna, your Midday Matters, and it's wonderful that you're joining us today. And if you value, indeed, this noon programming every single day of the week, then now would be a great time to call. 452-1185, or the toll-free number is 800-471-9264. We also encourage people to go right to the website, bypass the whole telephone thing totally, and that's NIPR.FM. Why would you be pledging? Because it's just one of two times a year we ask you to call in your pledge of support, and that's what makes public radio work.
Well, and we know there are a lot of people out there who really enjoy your Art-Centric Friday edition every week. I know several friends of mine who tune in just to hear what's going on and to be up to date on what the best picks are for the weekend. And it's that kind of programming that makes public radio special because we can make it local, and we're very lucky to have your station here to provide us this great information and to be so off the cuff at times.
At times.
I'm saying that because if you could see the zombie faces in here, you'd be a little nervous too. But we can do that because it's local, and that's what makes it so special to me.
And 452-1185 is the number both to give us a call right here on Midday Matters Friday Art Centric if you'd like to ask a question of any of us or just give us a comment on what you might be doing in this very frightful time of year that we're in right now, and certainly to call in and make your pledge. We are happy to have, a couple things are going. It's never a dull time in the Midday Matters Friday Art Centric studio, and we always have, I am looking down through a camera, believe it or not, here in Radio Land, because Norm Compton of Access Fort Wayne is actually taping the show today, and they quick edit it and they put it on their own cable access channels tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. So on Comcast 57 and Frontier 27 tomorrow afternoon at 4, you can watch the show as well as listen to it. And it's really quite something. If you would like to go to our Facebook page, of course, which is Midday Matters, you will be able to see the Day of the Dead that Sarah and I have adopted for today's festivities. And that's all because the gentleman, I hope he's a gentleman, on my right that I keep referring to is Troy Ganser.
I don't know about gentle, but...
Okay, well, you got half of it, so you sit there quietly and work on the other half. Mm. Well, and he's in full character because this is all about the frightful time of year. Happy. The delight is fundraising right now, 452-1185, and the fright is the fright that every Halloween brings here to the Heartland.
Indeed. I love it. It's like my Christmas and New Year's and birthday all rolled into one.
So, Troy Ganser, you do love all things Halloween, All Hallows Eve, and why don't you read, let's see how good your Monster Mash eyes are. Why don't you read the number that folks can call with their pledge of support?
For local, it's 452-1185, or toll-free 1-800-471-9264. No call is too long distance, no fee is too great.
Thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome.
In the meantime, Fright Night, it's certainly an ancient custom, and you at Tag Art are all about making a party more so.
We are artists and entertainers. There's not much we shy away from except proof of any blood and guts or anything controversial.
Or the light of day and silver stakes,
right.
Perhaps.
Right. I'm not fond of sunlight or pitchforks, angry mobs, or disgruntled tourists, or thin children, or I like them nice and plump, you see.
I don't blame you, and we love the fact that you take this wonderful holiday very, very seriously, and so certainly you are a big part and parcel of the Fright Night that happens here every year this time.
Indeed.
And now
Indeed.
It's a whole part of the Downtown Improvement District's sharing.
Yes.
With the city.
And it's always an honor to be affiliated with it. Me and my minions will be creating zombies en masse to take over the city, the downtown, with our necrophilias. 600 or 700 is our goal this year. Maybe 8, if we're ambitious.
Speaking of goals, we'd like to remind all of our listeners that we have a goal right here, right now, because it is Fun Drive, and it's our chance to say, give us a call of support right here on Midday Matters. Make your Midday Matter count that way, just for us.
260-452-1185 or NIPR.fm to pledge your support right now. Or if you'd like to call and say what you're doing for this Day of the Dead or any Halloween plans that you have, we'd love to hear from you. Ooh. You can always send us an email at middaymatters@NIPR.fm.
I have a question for you, Troy, because you do very well, and folks will see if they watch the show tomorrow or if they go on the Facebook page right now, they can see some of the fine painting that you did, because Sarah and I called up in our ghoulish request. We like Day of the Dead a lot.
You look beautiful too.
Thank you. We hoped you would say that, and thank you. And thank you for painting us as well. This is a passion that you've really had all your life, isn't it?
Indeed, my hard wiring is into creation, whether it be faces or full-fledged monsters. It's something I've known since an early creature that I would be destined to fulfill.
And while you do it, I might say, too, were you always into the literal theatrical and the face painting and the body painting and dressing up and such, or is it just all part of the wonderful art-centric show for you?
Oh, I think it's all about a buffet of creativity, if you will. I was always a little awkward, maybe a little bit of an odd child, as your viewers eventually will see. And this is something that one struggles with, but after a while, people stop chasing you, and they learn to fear you, and then embrace you, as is the natural order in the circle of life or death.
I think you just have maybe given us the exact reason that All Hallows Eve and Halloween is such an important part of this harvest home time of year. Yes, because people did have those fears and the traditions and hoped for the good luck of the season and maybe indeed just wanted to be scared.
Yes, keep the demon at bay. Keep it locked up.
But keep him
it tame.
There. But
keep him
there.
Indeed. Okay, you laugh, you cry. It becomes a part of you.
And he's going to be a part of all of us this very weekend because it's Fright Night out, isn't it?
Indeed. Indeed. And there's no limits, only the own imagination.
What are folks going to be able to experience right in downtown Fort Wayne?
Well, if you come to me and my minions, then we'll be happy to necrify you and crank you out and unleash you on the masses. And then afterwards, the 2-5 block, that is. Afterwards, yours truly will be at the Indiana Hotel lobby, regaling the plump children with stories, guaranteed not to make them pee their pants, but maybe a little close to it. Of course, there's the other staples of the event with the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Botanical Gardens, a wonderful experience at the Embassy Center, the tours of all of my favorite haunts. A lot of my friends will be out to visit, I'm sure. So many things to list. Definitely worth seeing the list on the website, frightnightdowntown.com.
That's a good place to go and do your own Fright Night planning.
Indeed.
And as always, good for the wonderful Downtown Improvement District celebrations that are happening. A lot of this is free.
Indeed. Yes, free zombification for all who are willing to get in line and face me and my minions.
Necro-zombification is almost as good as free, I guess I'd have to say, at least
indeed, in
my rather calm world. In the meantime, we are also having the frightful and delightful double-dipping time here on this Midday Matters Friday Art-Centric because it is Fall Fun Drive. And I guess it's a nice time. It's a particularly charming time of year to be doing pledging because everybody is interested in celebrating the harvest home of things and the All Hallows Eve and new and old traditions that are just too fun or, in our case here in the studio, too scary for our own good, but we love it. And Tenna, you are one of the biggest advocates of public radio that I know. And why is public radio important to you?
It's important to me for a lot of reasons. I'm very hooked on the news. I've been a media junkie since I was about 5 years old. And like Troy, I feel like I've had a calling my whole life to be in the know and to know the facts. And I don't want my facts dished out biased. I like it that it's neutral and rather objective. And one of my favorite things is hearing after like an All Things Considered show when they tell you what the listeners said and when they call back and they say, oh, we think you were a little too much time with the Democrat. We wanted to hear from the Republican or vice versa. That's when I know I'm listening to balanced radio. And I know that I'm getting information that can be checked and that isn't going to sway me one way or the other. It gives me a chance to choose my own opinion. And I think that's really important that we have these news sources that provide us any time of day, if you want to go on the web and look it up, it's available out there. I think it's really key that we are an informed public, and we're lucky that we have a government that allows us to have a radio station that can speak freely.
And we're lucky to have a community that supports such a fantastic radio station. And with everything, as you just said at Tena so very, very well, if those kind of things that Tena has mentioned that touch her heart and brain and soul and spirit are...
All vital organs, yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you for pointing that out, Troy. If that's important to you, then now is the time to call with your pledge of support. It really does take just a couple minutes. Sarah can vouch for that.
Yeah, and 260-452-1185 or nipr.fm is the way that you can pledge your support. And we just have the rest of today and Saturday and then only part of Sunday to finish up Fund
Drive.
Right. So it's really, you know, this time next week it will be business as usual, and we're excited to get back to that, but we're also really excited to be here with Tena and Troy. And we hope that you're excited to go to our Facebook page and check out some of the makeup that Troy put on our faces before the show, and to see him in character. And we hope that you're excited about public radio. So, Troy, you so beautifully gave the number before. Could you do that again for us?
Absolutely. It's 260-452-1185. For local zombies. For international zombies, 1-800-471-9264.
Speaking of zombies, now, you as you asked us, Troy, as you were doing our wonderful face decorating, and we both are Day of the Dead kind of women, What do you have a favorite, and besides the lovely character that you're in? Actually, it's not lovely.
You're too kind.
I am too kind.
I will not stalk you now.
It is very creepy, especially the vein action on your head. I'm just saying. But do you have a favorite monster or figure or emblem or symbol in your own life that's maybe from when you were a kid, maybe now?
I'd have to say it would be a three-way tie between the vampire, the werewolf, and the other, which leaves room for the imagination.
Too much.
Yours truly fits into the other category, which is a fun category. You just don't want to hold eye contact for long, as Sarah is so carefully avoiding.
I'm afraid I might freeze or...
Or worse.
Or worse.
It's all right. You can look into my eyes. Pretty eyes.
Will you be wearing this sort of... is this your official costume for Frightitude?
This is the transformation I undergo for
Frightitude.
Okay,
excuse me.
Indeed,
I didn't know the exact
magic
phrasing
potion,
of that.
See.
Yes. And so folks will be able to see you up close and personal.
Indeed.
This weekend at the whole Fright celebration that's going on.
As close as possible. In fact, right about this level is good for the little children, especially fat ones. I love really close, and autographs are welcome, and
well,
always looking for new minions. And
good luck on the whole minion thing, actually.
Thank you.
In the meantime, and folks can see you all dressed up like this, and that's
indeed
fantastic. You also are equally adept at doing the face paintings like Sarah and I are wearing, and that you're going to be sharing that craft skill as well?
Absolutely. Zombies galore. Everybody gets to be a zombie. No limits to the imagination or the necrification.
Why do folks like to scare themselves to death?
I think it lets them know they're still alive, and it keeps them a certain distance from people like me. Maybe a reminder that it's good to be alive, and you don't want to be like me yet.
Otherworldly?
Yeah, savor the flavor for a while.
I see. And you do it right. As we were talking beforehand, of course, this is one of your busy, fantastic seasons at
indeed
TAG Art, but you have such a full stream, shall we say, of activities and events all year round.
Oh, yes.
There's just no pause. And what are some of the other times of year that people succumb to the apparent desire or thrill of dressing how they are not?
Well, anyone can be our victim, I mean customer, whether it's something for the holidays, which are so nicey-nicey, but we'll still serve. We do caricatures, we do balloon art, we do costume characters with the girly princess, but we'll arrange it. Superheroes are so goody-goody, but we'll arrange it. We have over 30 different services. If you wanted a mime or a stilt walker or a unicyclist or something other than those categories, we'll certainly be honored to serve.
We are honored that you are right here in Fort Wayne. You are a big part of the whole Downtown Improvement District's psyche, I'm going to say, because you do so much enjoy working with, like, you're into the Busker Fest.
Indeed.
You're into, well, of course, the whole freightitude of it all at this time of year, but many things in between. And, Tana, how do you like working in these public events? And this is a perfect segue, because we had, for the first time, and Troy, I know that you were active too, we were always a part of the Taste of the Arts celebration, but this year we enjoyed the partnership with the Arts United and everyone downtown to actually have the Meet the Music dessert stage, which was something fantastic. How do you approach the year's worth of fun communal activities?
Well, you know, all of these events are partnerships, and that's part of what makes it so successful. When we have Fright Night and we have our scary monster here painting faces, it just makes that event so much better because we have more people involved, more people are engaged in the process. Taste is another great example, 68 performances in one day. That's a lot of people participating.
Yes, and there are far too many people for me to count, and we were right in the thick of it the whole time, but what a wonderful partnership, and that is, to bring it all the way back home, the partnerships that we have right here at Public Radio, Northeast Indiana Public Radio, and WBOI, and speaking even more for ourselves, because Sarah's my partner in live radio crime, and so getting to have Meet the Music partner right with the whole Taste of the Arts for the dessert stage, that's just really something. And you know, the folks, our listeners, our regular listeners and members, coming up and spreading the good word was just heartwarming, I've got to say. What would be heartwarming right now is to hear from you, because this is Fun Drive. We do have a goal. We have a lot of fun here every Friday on the Midday Matters Friday Art Centric Edition. We guarantee, and sometimes in otherworldly ways more than others, like today. But it's always a pleasure, an honor, really, to ask you to join us and pledge your support for public radio. How do they do that, Sarah?
260-452-1185, or as Troy said, for out-of-town zombies, 1-800-471-9264. And we also have a website, Troy. What's that?
It is nipr.fm. M stands for monster.
Yes. It does. That's what we thought of when we wanted our website. So if you'd like to pledge your support, we've heard from a couple of folks from the web. Thank you so much. We still need to hear from about three more people for the rest of the hour. So please don't wait. 260-452-1185 or nipr.fm.
We like to be part of your midday, and we know that your midday matters, as we are fond of saying. And also, I think that if you might know many things about Sarah and myself, except our otherworldly tendencies that have surfaced with Troy being here. But we really do like to share the art centricity. We like to have a good time and a meaningful time, and bring forward the topics and the things that people care about, art centrically speaking, right here in the heartland. And it's a fantastic honor to be partnered with folks like the Downtown Improvement District. Tana is here the last Friday of every month talking about last Saturday. As I say, I am looking over at Norm Compton from Access Fort Wayne, as he is probably just having the time of his otherworldly life to filming this show today.
Keeping a safe distance, though.
Yes, he is. Right. He is a smart man as well as a good photographer. And that's just the thing. Access Fort Wayne is a fantastic partnership that we share, and a fantastic organization right here in Fort Wayne, thanks to the Allen County Public Library. And it's our ways to network. And so for a pledge that you might feel that you can make, and we certainly encourage you to make, for all of that, you are partnered. You are sort of like by circumstance, you are part of the family that's part of all of this that's going on. And all we need from you right now is a pledge of support, because you do believe in us. You do believe in all things art-centric and all things public radio. And Troy.
Yes.
What's the number?
It is 452-1185. Or, for all my minions beyond the tri-state area, 1-800-471-9264.
or NIPR.fm.
That's, Fun Monster.
Yes. and we really do need to hear from about 3 more people within the next 29 minutes to stay on track and to make our goal for this hour of Midday Matters. So, like I said before, we only have till Sunday, and we can't go back at this point. So if you've been thinking about it, haven't made your pledge yet, or know a friend or a family member that's been saying, oh, I should make my pledge, but they haven't yet, go bug them. 260-452-1185 or NIPR.fm.
And as we were talking last evening, if you can believe this or not, there's somebody scarier, more frightening, and really creepitudinal than Troy is in his present state.
Not really.
In his otherworldly state. Yes.
And impossible.
That is Mr. I'll do it later. When they're talking about pledges.
No, they're evil.
Procrastination is a... is a scary
no time
thing
to waste.
No time to waste.
The dead wait for no one.
That's true, and the bills that we have that are paid by members and listeners, just like yourselves, indeed. Don't wait either.
Indeed, we need access. We need access to the public. I love access to the public.
I know you do, but
especially
beyond
little
that,
children, beyond, children.
Beyond that, we ask you to give us a call of support 452-1185. 800-471-9264 and tell us how zombies everywhere can get us on our website.
Indeed, indeed. The website is nipr.fm Fun Monster.
Yes, it is. We need to hear from just 3 more folks to help us get to our goal this hour of Midday Matters. Thanks so much if you've already pledged throughout Fun Drive and if you've already pledged throughout this hour. But if you haven't, do you pick up the phone right now? We have a bunch of wonderful volunteers that have given up their Friday afternoon to be part of WBOY's Fall Fun Drive. And thank you so much to them. 260-452-1185 or NIPR.fm.
All bodies welcome. Pulse optional.
All right, and I think, well said, Troy. We have just about 2 minutes left of this segment of Midday Matters, and then we're going to get on to Eileen Goltz. But let's give the details one more time, Troy, of Fright Night.
Fright Night is transforming everyone on Saturday. It starts at the crack of dawn when the sunlight mm-hmm. comes up.
Better be good.
And rolls into the evening, my favorite time. So come one, come all, especially fat little children.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and if you go into the downtown FrightNightDowntown.com, you'll learn all this information about Fright Night tomorrow.
She's having trouble focusing.
I did want to comment, if I have a moment, though, to say that, you know, we talked about that many things tomorrow are free. Mm-hmm. Just like listening to the radio right now is not costing you anything. But if you put a value on it, well, I mean, what is it worth to be part of a tradition? What's it worth to be part of something that you believe in or something you want to carry forward? Or maybe it's just you want to have fun, listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me on Saturday morning, and it's just about fun. But what's it worth to you? And I think now is the time to put a dollar value to that and give us a call and tell you how much do you value our art-centric Fridays and frighteningly
yes.
desperate pleas for donations.
Put some skin in the game.
But this is a great time to call, 452-1185.
We'd love to hear from you, and thank you if we have heard from you. And we're going to take a real short break, and then we are going from frightful to delightful. No offense, Troy.
That's all right. I have appointments to keep.
All right, we'll be back with more Friday Art-Centric Midday Matters here on WBOI in just a few moments. In the meantime, 260-452-1185 to make your pledge of support, and NIPR.fm is the website.
On Fresh Air, you can hear interviews that make you see the world in a new way.
Every drink of water you take, every pot of coffee you make is dinosaur pee because it's all been through the kidneys of a Tyrannosaurus rex or an Apatosaurus many, many times because all the water we have is all the water we have ever had.
You just never know what you'll learn next on Fresh Air. Join us.
Fresh Air weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
At All Things Considered, we don't just bring you the day's news. We interview actors, musicians, and artists of all stripes and take the time to understand what really drives them. We learn the story behind the story to get at the deeper truths that connect us all. I'm Audie Cornish. Stop by for your daily dose of discovery every afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered airs weekday afternoons at 4 on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
In the 1960s, this pianist and composer played an important part in directing the sound of the Blue Note label, and his work was recorded by artists such as Joe Henderson and Grant Green. It's the Duke Pearson Songbook, this week on Nightlights.
Fridays at 11 p.m. on WBOI.
On Talk of the Nation, we like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation, clear, straight, open, from NPR News. Tune in weekdays at 2 here on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
Welcome back to Friday Art-Centric Midday Matters here on WBOI. If you would like to join the conversation or pledge your support, we'd love to hear from you. 260-452-1185 or nipr.fm, where you can stream us online as well as make a pledge. We need to hear from about three more people in the next 22 minutes so we can make our goal for Midday Matters. I'm Sarah D'Elia, and I'm joined in the studio with my partner in skeletal crime, Julia Meek.
Today I'm skeletal, not lovely. I'll take that. That's just fine. Day of the Dead. Thanks to Troy Ganser. We are, Sarah and I are nicely embellished with lovely face painting, and you can see all that on Facebook, and also see us on tomorrow afternoon on Access Fort Wayne cable channels, and you can see, watch the show that you're listening to today. In the meantime, this is all delightful. We'll combine business with pleasure and continue to ask for you to pledge your support, because it is Fall Fun Drive, and otherwise it's time to go from frightful to delightful. And how could we work that magic without the JG and WBOI's slice of life culinary specialist, Eileen Goltz? Welcome, Eileen.
Hello, I'm back.
You
are. Thought you got rid of me, but I'm back.
We are happy to have you here. So happy to have you here. And besides the fact that you have seasonally significant cooking and eating and just fun.
Well, eating is all year round. Seasonal, yes. Significant always.
And you do. And I think slice of life is couldn't be a better name for your television or your newspaper column with the Journal Gazette and your new show here on WBOI, which, tell us exactly, Sarah, you are the mistress of all things techno. When is Eileen's show on, and why?
Eileen's
still asking that question. Why?
Eileen's weekly segment, The Slice of Life, airs on Morning Edition on Tuesdays, as well as, again, on All Things Considered on Tuesdays as well. And then we're working on getting the recipes that Eileen shares with us on our website, so people will actually be able to go back and have their turn to make the recipes that Eileen shares. But basically, she has a topic and then gets to share whatever that food is. The other week it was caramel
tidbits
apples.
Of wisdom.
Yeah, and then you actually get to know how to make caramel apples, which is something that a lot of us have enjoyed. But I didn't know the first thing about how to go make them. But it's really easy when she breaks it down for
you. That's the best factor, because she's got the tasty built into every one of her recipes. But you, with your tips as well as your recipes, specific recipes, you really do ensure and convince people that these things are easy so that they can be successful.
And I have to tell you, the show has seemed to get a lot of response. I'm getting a lot of emails, people saying, I'm driving, I couldn't get the recipe, can you send it to me? And very shortly it's going to be on the website. So again, this is a local program that your contributions really help make stronger and better. We've got a lot going on in Fort Wayne, and it's always great when we've got local people that can really bring it to your attention.
Well, we love it all.
260-452-1185 or nipr.fm to pledge your support. And we have a lot of great ways of saying thank you. And you can see all of those incentives by going to our website at nipr.fm, where you can also pledge your support. We need to hear from just two more folks before we can say we made our goal this hour. So thank you so much if you've already pledged. And if you haven't, please do get to the phones, 260-452, toll-free 1-800-471-9264, or nipr.fm.
And we really do have a three-tined, if you're still thinking in pitchforks, I suppose that would be appropriate today, goal, because we are, it's Fun Drive. Mm-hmm. We have Tana here gathering pledges as we go, and we're very meaningful about that because this is like the Sunday afternoon's very last day. Also, we have one goal down, and that was frightful, and literally so, because we had Troy Ganser in, mm-hmm. and boy, did he scare us to death. And
I've Tana never seen him look more lovely.
Tana had to sit next to him. That was kind of nice. But then he made us into Day of the Dead women. That's kind of nice too, Sarah and myself. In the meantime, it's time to be really delightful because, okay, we do right now have the whole All Hallows Eve celebration coming up. And what are some things that people can have fun with food-wise?
Well, so many times I get calls and or emails and people knocking on my door in the neighborhood saying, hey, you know, the kids go out, they go trick-or-treating. But afterwards, what do we do? Nobody really wants their children to eat 12 pounds of candy. I wouldn't mind myself, but it would be wrong to as an adult to let a child eat all of that candy. So my suggestion is that, you know, you let them go through and pick 30 different pieces of candy that they can have one a day for 30 days. And you tell them it's going to get stale after that. And you can donate the candy to other places. Or you can,
good point.
And there are organizations that would probably welcome having bags of candy dropped off. But more importantly than that, you can take some of that candy and you can turn it into, I wouldn't call them healthy treats, but you can turn them into something a little more palatable that you can use. You can put chopped up candy bars into a cheesecake. You can take crescent roll dough and chop up some candy bars, chocolate and or nougat and or nuts, and roll it up in there and bake it. I would put an egg wash over the top of that. An egg wash is just a beaten up egg spread over with a pastry brush or your fingers or a spoon if you've got a child who's doing it. Sprinkle a few nuts on the top and bake it. And it's not the healthiest breakfast you can ever serve your child, but certainly one you could get them to eat.
And it's better than straight candy for breakfast also.
Well,
of course there is.
Maybe. You know,
I mean, more healthy.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
No, not more healthy, just more delicious, I guess, than straight cereal.
Another thing is, and by the way, I'm going to keep saying this because it's business with pleasure and fright with delight, but 452-1185 is the number that you could call and pledge your support even as we speak and your mouth waters. No time like the present. If you're out of the listening area, excuse me, if you're not in our own or geographic area, it's 800-471-9264.
And you can also pledge on nipr.fm. And we'd like to thank Beth and Dan Zweig, who pledged their support, and who are also supporting Midday Matters as well as Julia. So thank you so much, Beth and Dan, for pledging your support.
Thank you so much.
As well as Drew just called in with a pledge of his support. So thank you so much for pledging. If we can hear from two more people, we will be there and we will be feeling very good about that. So
Feeling the love.
Indeed.
260-452-1185 or nipr.fm.
I am also, getting hungry listening to you. And that's
I'm
a good
hungry
thing.
All the time.
That's
so
a good thing. What are things that we can do? As you mentioned, and we even already did share with our listeners, you did a wonderful article recently about how simple or how
candy
easy
apples.
Actually candy apples actually are caramel apples. And so the basics, like caramel apples, well, they have plenty of caramel, but there's nuts and there's apple too, and popcorn balls and all those like traditional things.
You know,
they aren't as hard as
I'm not giving away my age or anything like that, but when I was younger, we used to be able to make homemade treats and give out homemade treats. And as as we all aged and the world got a little bit scarier, people stopped giving away homemade treats. And oftentimes there are people who, for various reasons, religious, personal, or whatever, don't celebrate Halloween per se, but they want to allow their children or their families to get together and have a fall celebration. There's lots of things that you can do with fall-inspired
inspired treats. Obviously, we talked about the caramel apples, candy apples. We've talked about popcorn balls, but my big thing is, you know, marshmallows. I'm a big s'mores. You have a campfire out there. Yeah. Have a taffy pull. And quite frankly, pulling taffy is very, very easy, and it's something that you can do with your kids. Get them involved, invite friends over, have hot cider. All of these things are fall inspired, but really they're great throughout the winter months as well.
And they're all very social.
Yes,
pastimes as well as
food
delicious
and social
treats.
Go hand in hand.
Yes, at this time of year or any other. And speaking of this time of year, it's not only frightful and delightful; it's also a fun drive. And just twice a year, we come to you, and it's our most effective way of doing it. We think we do evangelizing all year, no doubt, and that's where we're involved with wonderful partnerships with the Downtown Improvement District and various things that are going on in Tana Winker's world. But Tana, why don't you tell since your friend Troy left? Why don't you tell us the numbers that folks could call right now and pledge their support?
Yes, and now is the time because we do need a couple more callers mm-hmm. to help us get over that goal we had for this hour. The number here is 452-1185, or out of the area, it's 800-471-9264. And if you want to just do this quietly at your desk, go to your computer at nipr.fm. And really, this is a good time to let us know what you like about Midday Matters, what you like about art-centric topics that have been on, and let us know what you think. Give us a call and make that donation.
We hope to hear from you, and we thank you if you have called. We thank you if you're going to call, and I'll remind you just one more time that if you're going to wait till later, there's not that much later left in the pledge drive. So do call now and pledge your support. We'd love to have you. Perfect example of all things wonderfully art-centric is Eileen Galt sitting to my right, blessedly not in face-painted horror costume or anything. Oh, that's me. That's me.
It's a good thing we're not on TV because, you know, it's hard to tell these days.
Indeed. It's a perfect example. Sarah and I knew that we wanted to offer cooking, have wonderful culinary features on Midday Matters Friday Art Centric, and who better to talk to truly than yourself? And so that was a happy relationship that we was just meant to be, we
right.
think. And so asking you into the studio for a cooking show with us, and the tips and the practical approach that you take,
and
to
I love
your
the call-in
slice
part.
Of life. Yes. And by the way, we've got 12 minutes left, and anybody that has a question, comment, as well as a pledge. It happens to all be the same number, and that's 452-1185. If you have a question for Eileen, if you do have a pledge, if you look to do this simultaneously, that would all be fun. But Eileen is sharing some of her fantastic tips.
I don't know about fantastic, but they're pretty amazing.
They are, and they also, singularly or together, they certainly ensure somebody having a great party with or a function or meeting with fantastic tasting food, but it also puts the pleasure in for the hostess because they are very much more secure and less worried. That's the key thing, I think.
I think it's the confidence comes from knowing that you're going to have a great bunch of people with you. The food, while important to me, is always secondary because while you remember the food, you never forget your friends and family. And the important thing is that you enjoy all aspects of it. So don't sweat the food. We've all had spectacular failures. I've done things like put a bowl that I thought was oven-proof with a big bunch of soup in it in the oven. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm serving everybody and you hear this thump from the other room. And then you hear what sounds like an entire, you know, waterbed dripping down on the floor.
A waterbed of hot soup.
I guess we're not having soup tonight kind of thing. So really, just enjoy what you do in the kitchen and try to experiment once a week or so. Grab a recipe that looks interesting to you. And if you have questions, go online and check out or email me or just check out any website that's got cooking tips on it and find something that appeals to you. If you like chocolate, hey, that's you know, that's my favorite. I'm always
Mr.
looking
Mr. Chocolate.
Mr.
Yes,
Chocolate.
I like
yes,
your friend,
my
Mr.
best
Chocolate.
Friend. It's the kind of thing where you take something you like and just try and improve on it. Sort of like what you do here at Public Radio. You take an idea and you improve on it, and you get local people to come in and talk about it and allow you to share your vision and your ideas, and everybody grows from that.
And that's the way, that is the way to, if everybody enjoys your entertaining, mm-hmm. and you enjoy your entertaining, then mm-hmm. you know that you're doing things mm-hmm. right. As we discussed the first time that you were on, you don't have to have tons of money. It's always nice to have money for entertaining, but it's what you make of it. Another thing, and we've talked about the fast pace of life more than once, but a holiday like this, okay, you could make a treat, you could make your own cupcakes, but you can buy cupcakes.
Oh, sure, and decorate them in a crazy way. You can buy cupcake, you know, plain cupcakes. You can put frosting. Food coloring is our best friend. You can turn it black. There's Country Kitchen up north has got every color under the sun. Get gummy worms and have them coming out. You can get crushed up Oreos and put it on the top and make it look like dirt. I've done things where you put an ice cream cone into a muffin pan, pour the batter into it, bake it, and you can have flowers, you know, make it look like flowers coming out of the top just by using different kinds of frosting. There's nothing wrong with using cake mixes if you have time. There's nothing wrong with getting fried chicken at the store and making up your own sweet and sour sauce and saying, I made this, because really, you did make it. I took the time to go to the store and pay for it, and I made the sauce, so there you go. Homemade.
I suppose also, which again, we can talk about the relative health of many party fun fair, mm-hmm. but you could have a wonderful fall party. I'm thinking youth or people of all ages, and you would have your standard, your sweets mm-hmm. and treats and cider and all of that, but you could do a make your own pizza.
Absolutely. And if you put together a function with the food, especially if you're looking for a fun, safe kind of thing for young adults or children, incorporate a scavenger hunt. But a scavenger hunt where you're going to be collecting toys for kids, or you are collecting something that you can donate to a worthy organization. Those are the kinds of things that you want to bring to your children when you're teaching them how to cook. It's not just about what you can do for myself or for your friends, it's about what you can do for other people. And that's what cooking is really all about. You cook for yourself, but mostly you cook for the people you love.
And you enjoy, I mean, if
I love everybody. I'll cook for anybody.
That's right. It comes from your heart. And yes, you have a lot of love in your heart, and you have a lot of good cooking ideas, too. And that's why we enjoy it. That's why we enjoy having your 5-minute feature in the mornings mm-hmm. and evenings on Tuesday, Slice of Life. And of course, we enjoy reading about you, reading all of these things in the newspaper. And
on Sundays.
Yes. Frankly, we love all the your comings and goings are always embellished with wonderful treats.
It's a good thing. As I said, there's always a good thing that there's a filter on here, because there isn't one between my brain and my mouth sometimes. But it's like we were talking earlier today. Food takes you in a lot of different places. And one of the things I pumpkins is something that's coming up in a column to be soon. But we got to talking about, you know, this contest that had, you know, the biggest pumpkin in the United States. It was like 2,000 pounds or something like that. My question is, what happened to the second place pumpkin? What did they do with it? How many pies did they make? How many bowls of soup could you get from that second place pumpkin? And do you take them home? I mean, these are questions that are burning in my mind that I need to ask.
Here's an even more simple one. How many pies would a one-ton
and
pumpkin
make? And are
these
pumpkins the kind you really want to make pies from? Because, again, there are lots of different kinds of pumpkins, some more suited to pies, others not so suited to pies. And how many seeds are in that kind
how
of
many
pumpkin
fields could you plant from a 2-ton pumpkin?
I mean, and are these genetically altered pumpkins so that they don't, much like the corn that's out there these days, can you grow pumpkins from these? Again,
it's
we're going off into a tangent
it
here.
It is a mystery, and the one mystery that we have here and we love is that public radio is very exciting and it works. And how does it work, Sarah?
It works if you give us a call by going to the phone, 260-452-1185 or NIPR.FM. We have just about 4.5 minutes left of today's show, so it'd be great to hear from at least one more person to put your support. And we have
I like the number two better than one.
Well, and Eileen gets what Eileen wants.
I do.
I hope
ask
so.
My husband and children always. The answer's yes.
So 260-452-1185 or NIPR.FM to pledge your support right now.
Tana, we can't thank you enough for what you do, again, throughout the year. Everything that we're discussing today, including wonderful food traditions, is something that happens all year, and it's something wonderful, and it's something that we really mean in our hearts not to take advantage of, but sometimes, just because something wonderful is there, sometimes one does take it for granted. And I think that sometimes that's true of public radio or public television, because it isn't governed or monitored or metered so that you put your nickels and dimes in for it, you know. But again, can't ask you enough times, why should people pledge to public radio, Tana?
I think people should pledge to public radio because they listen. It's just that simple. And it's kind of like our downtown is our hometown. It's mm-hmm. everybody's hometown. It's our skyline. It represents us. A lot of people don't go down there anymore. They have a bad impression from maybe 10 years ago. It's really different.
Oh, it's fabulous downtown.
We've changed it a lot.
What you've created is amazing.
It's growing. It's beautiful. It's part of all of us, and it's something we can all share. Tomorrow, in many ways, we can share it for free, because there's a lot of free activities. And the things that aren't free are fundraisers for places like the embassy that we just love and adore anyway. And if you really do care about those things, you should get behind it and step up and be a part of it, whether it's coming downtown and supporting what we're doing to make this a better city, or it's supporting the radio station because you listen for no other reason. You like it, you listen, help pay for it.
It's a way to give
really
back.
Not difficult.
Not a present just for yourself, but a present for the entire community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we like to remind everybody that we're broadcasting right now because somebody was thoughtful in the past. And the pledges that we get today are going to ensure broadcasting to continue in the future, and that's how it works. It's mm-hmm. not it's not a mystery more than that, and or any less than that either. And we do it one pledge at a time, and we only ask for pledges twice a year. And this is one of the times, and so we have a lot of fun. And now
we're entertaining you while we're asking you to pledge.
That is what we do.
Can you get any better than that?
Well, you could if they could sample some of your
talk
out there.
Well, we have two listeners that called in with pledges of $500 and more that I will be cooking for this holiday season. So thank you all very much. And if there's anyone else out there who wants to pledge $500 or more, I'd be willing to do it again.
That would be, they would have to pledge right now. That
right
is the
now.
Huge
right now.
Restriction. And folks have, and we hope folks do. And we think they'll be very, very lucky. How do they do that? 452-1185 or 800-471-9264. I assume you would travel outside of the county if somebody.
Sure. It's all good.
260-452-1185 to get in your pledge of support. The last minute and 10 seconds of Midday Matters. We would like to thank Mindy Walker for pledging her support, who says that she's been enjoying listening to all the ladies in the room today, from Tenna to Eileen to Julia and I. So thank you so much, Mindy, for listening.
Thank you, Mindy.
And pledging your support. This is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Matt Rothschild Studios at 89.1 HD Channel 1. We're streaming online at NIPR.FM. This is WBOY Fort Wayne. You will be able to see this tomorrow, thanks to Access Fort Wayne, Comcast Channel 57, Fios 27. And you'll be able to see, you really should watch tomorrow's episode, because there's so many visuals that went on between Troy and his costume and Julia and I's makeup. It was
Antenna's fear.
Yes.
So and Eileen's wonderful.
260-452-1185, NIPR.FM, to pledge your support in the last 10 minutes of Midday Matters. Thanks so much for pledging. Thanks so much if you're going to pledge. We really do appreciate it. Again, that number, 260-452-1185 or NIPR.FM, and thanks.